Praise the Lord, and God bless you, Pastor Rice, Sister Rose, and all the saints. This is Sister Diane Johnson, who's very thankful and blessed to be at the Overcomer. Thank you, Jesus, and praise your holy name. And I do pray for all the precious brothers and sisters everywhere, and ask your continued prayers for me, as they are appreciated. It's a blessing for the broadcast and the daily bread. It's good food for the soul and very much needed. Good edifying and encouraging preaching of Jesus, Brother Rice. Just keep on preaching, as the saints do need you. May the Lord help the saints to press on and fight the good fight of faith. Come quickly, Lord Jesus, come as my prayer. May the Lord bless you all, and Maranatha.
Good morning, saints.
The Lord is a man.
We love the Lord. That's because he loved us. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you, O my soul. Rejoice, take joy, my King, in what you hear. Let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you. Oh, my soul, rejoice. In what you hear, let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to thank you, Lord, for gathering us this morning, keeping us throughout the night, waking us at the appointed time, calling us into this grace. We would worship you. I would speak as the oracles of God. I would pour out my heart. Help me, Jesus. I need you every hour. Oh, thank you, Father, for this day that you made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, Lord, for the things that were written, for our learning, for our admonition. Oh, we thank you, Lord God, for the things were written, oh, as examples. Thank you, Lord, for the word of God forever settled, ever living, ever abiding, quick and powerful. Thank you, Lord, for the sword of the Spirit, the armor of God, the faith of God, the victory in Jesus. We've got so much to thank you for. So much to praise you for, Lord. So help our infirmities. We're weak, but you're strong. We can do all things through Christ. We pray, oh God, for the saints everywhere, their peculiar needs, their present distress. You know all about it, Lord. It's your design and purpose. So we would always remember that nothing happens. Thank you, Lord, except you allow it, and that you do work all things together for good, them that love you. We remember, O God, hallelujah, that you purposed to save us and that we would ever be with you. So we're in the hope of eternal life. What you, Lord God, who cannot lie, promised before the world began. So we would hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. Again, because you are faithful that promised. Help us now, Lord God. You said that you would. and you said that you are. We give you the glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. All right. So we'll start at 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Y'all want to hear it? All right. We're going to come together with one accord. Everybody know what one accord is? It's something that's contrary to man. Y'all know one accord is contrary to man? Absolutely. Man is like individual. You understand? Thank you, Lord. Accord is all things common. You know, same purpose, same intent, same hope, same desire. That's the condition or the state that the believers were in when God sent the promise of the Father. The Holy Ghost, or the Comforter, Spirit of Truth, was sent down. The promise, Jesus promised before he left. He said, I'll send you another Comforter. He said, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Hallelujah. So when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all in one place with one accord. See how we have opportunity every day? We're in one place. Now, if we could get to the acme or the peak, then we would get with one accord. That's what God desires. Yes. Hallelujah. So Lord, help us to do that in Jesus' name. So, moreover, brethren, I would not that you should be ignorant how that all our fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea and all were baptized in unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and all did eat the same spiritual meat. Notice or take note of same spiritual meat. They did all drink of the same spiritual drink. Note same. For they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. See? Same meat, same drink. However, but with many of them, God was not well pleased. For they were overthrown in the wilderness. Same bread, same meat, same baptism, same spiritual rock. Some pleasing, but with many of them, God was not well pleased. Now, this is written. Y'all know why it's written? Now, that's what we so easily forget, that everything that's written was written for our learning, for our admonition. It was written so that we take note and not do the same thing. That's why we read the Bible. That's why we preach the Bible. Not to get offended, but we do that. Or we preach it so that we won't offend God. But lo and behold, we have put ourselves above God. Don't offend me. And of course, when we preach to you and it hits you, since you're rebellious, you're offended. You know, they came to Jesus, his disciples, and said, you know this sin? It offended them, scribes and Pharisees. Absolutely. So when we act like scribes and Pharisees, the preached word offends us. Now, that's how I'm saying it now. Praise the Lord. Of course, the word is always about you. Thank you, Lord. But when we use you as the example, then you get offended. Don't you? Okay. Well, we are quite the hypocrites, though. We don't mind reading about all the others. You know that. And if the gospel come, we may not even mind listening to about the others. But we don't want anything said about us. Hmm? Thank you, Lord. But we're all, you know, in the same body, in the same battle, the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren, same. And we like to make it out like it's different with us. But it's not. We just take it differently. Jesus Christ is our example. And we don't endure or suffer anything that he didn't suffer. Oh, we said, but we don't receive it too well. Hallelujah. So just for a little while, with many of them, so the problem wasn't with the drink, wasn't with the meat, wasn't with the baptism. They all had the same. See? But with many of them, God wasn't well pleased. Because they were not concerned about pleasing God. God's not pleased with that. Hallelujah. So how soon we forget that our calling, God called us after his own pleasure. He made us for his own pleasure. He purchased us for his own pleasure. And in righteousness, we agree to that. In unrighteousness, we don't. Thank you, Lord. But either way, we belong to him. And he created us for his pleasure. That means to do with us as he pleased. He created vessels fitted to destruction. He fitted vessels of mercy. Before and now. And praise the Lord. He chose Moses, you know. Moses was a little bit reluctant, which is not too bad. God got him on the right foot, though. It wouldn't have been too good if he was too ambitious either. As long as we're willing, okay, that makes us able. Thank you, Lord. So I never know what's going to transpire in a day, and neither do you. We do know that whatever it is, we need the Lord's help. So we should wake up with that in mind, that quest, that endeavor. Find some help from God. You don't have to, whatever is coming, we need God's help. We don't know what's coming. But we do know that whatever is coming, we need God's help. That's how I want to see it. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we have no time to waste. It's time. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. So we must redeem the time. The days are evil. That goes on to say, now, these things were our examples. To the intent we should not lust after evil things as they also lusted. So now you see why this is written. Not to put us to sleep. You know, another story, another lovely song, you know. No, it's not why it's written. So it's not why I preach it. See? So come on, let's shake ourselves. All these things were written for an example. So that's how God does. So you're not going to get upset when he uses you for an example, are you? Oh, I see. I see. You understand we always use you for an example. You just don't understand that we're using you for an example. These people didn't understand that God was using them for an example. But God revealed that he wrote it for an example. And everything that God does, we can see, well, this is the character of God. This is the nature of God. This is the faithfulness of God. This is the righteousness of God. We should be able to see that in everything that God does. Well, he's going to afflict you, you know. Now, you need to see that There's righteousness in it and wisdom. Good intent. Hallelujah. He's going to try you sorely. Now, our part is to know that God has good intentions.
Huh?
That is for our good. Well, you, thank you, Edie. Praise the Lord. So I always tell you that when something shows up, then it's in the camp. And we like to look at it, well, you know, it's just me. Y'all know there's a jealous spirit here in the camp. It jumps on everybody. Huh? Not good, though. We're jealous for God. That's good. Otherwise, no good. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Fear not, little flock. It's your Father's good pleasure to give you the key. Now, these things were written for our example, to the intent we should not lust after evil things as they also lusted. So since that spirit's in the camp and we talked about it and it paints such a lovely picture of you, then you think that, well, the preacher's coming against you. See how the devil does? It's in the camp, but you know, you preach it and you say, well, he must be talking about me, which is right. But don't get offended because of that. I'm going to hold us to it. What I mean by that is I'm going to act like you ought to act like you believe this. And I'm going to act like I believe. That's what I mean by hold you to it. Whatever you do. I remember Pastor Timothy's testimony. He got before the prophet and the prophet preached and he turned to Burgess and said, you've been telling him about me. Huh? You've been telling him my business. And she said, no. And that's how we do. You know, if I preach, then you say, well, you're talking about me, Pastor, and you don't need to put all our business in the street. Isn't that right, Rose? Huh? Well, I don't do that. I look at what's before me. You know, wherever you stand in it, that's what it is. What am I going to say? Well, you know, we got fornication in the camp, but since Neil is doing it, we can't talk about it. That's how y'all like me to do it, huh? Well, if we're Neil, if we're not, well, y'all talk about it, Pastor, I see. Ain't we hypocrites? I see. Praise the Lord. It pertains to us all anytime, every time. Praise the Lord. As an admonition, at least. Praise the Lord. Well, as a call to repentance, but somehow it applies to us. And certainly if we are in peril and danger, you would want to be warned. Huh? You wouldn't want me to spare your little feelings and not warn you, would you? I'm not going to do it anyway, but just checking with you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. The reason the scribes were offended, because it was exactly what they were doing. Absolutely. And they had no intent to depart from it. If it's exactly what we're doing and we want to repent, then we won't be offended. If it's exactly what we're doing and we don't want to own up to it, then we're offended. So anytime you get offended, you ought to search yourself real good. Say, why am I offended? You know, I'm with the people of God and filled with the Holy Ghost and the preacher's preaching by the Holy Ghost. And my God, why am I offended? This is how we ought to do it. This is how we ought to do it. Hallelujah. But you all figure, because I know a few things, that I'm putting your business in the street. I know that we're men. That's what I know. Otherwise, I don't go around. I don't spy on y'all. Lord sees you, but no, what good would it do me? I really have no desire to do that. Now, some do, but I don't. I see enough without looking. And I understand whatever I see, I'm accountable for. And whatever I see pertains to me. Whatever I read pertains to me. Hallelujah. God made it a point to write it. Huh? And set it forth as an example to us. That's why the things in the book are written. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. To the intent we should not lust after evil things as they also lusted, having escaped the corruption that's in the world through lust. See? Promising them liberty while they themselves are, you know, servants of corruption. Listen to it. Neither be ye idolaters, as some of them were. And I heard it on the broadcast this morning. You know, Moses was coming down from the mountain. They had made a golden calf. Here's what they said. Oh, golden calf that brought us out of the land of Egypt. Of course, it pertained to Moses because God had called him and said, Moses, lead my people up. So you see how we're all linked together. So when they said that golden calf, Moses was saying, that's not the one who talked to me. That ain't the one that made me lay down my life and deal with you hard-headed folk. See, that's how Moses saw it. He was angry. He broke them tables. Hallelujah. Ground up that thing and made them drink that. But again, that is written. Our learning. My admonition. That we don't do the same thing. And God, He's wise, He's faithful. If it wasn't in us to do the same thing, He would write something else. See, we just like to resist God. If it's written, then we're likely to do it. And it's written so we won't do it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory, glory. Neither let us, the people sat down to eat and drink. We know about it and rose up to play. We'll probably do it after this, huh? Hallelujah. Good chance. The people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. As it was in the days of Noah, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage. All right. Charlene getting upset this morning. Thank you, Lord. All right. Well, we'll keep trying that. Oh, help me, Jesus. Hallelujah. You agreeing with me, right? Amen. They were eating and drinking. And of course, we read about that because that's what men do. There's so many warnings in the Bible about minding earthly things, being drawn away by the cares of this life. See? You know, once we get entangled with that, that does away with all the good things that God has done. Really? Oh, yeah. Praise the Lord. It's like a delete button. You understand? That's why we must continue in the faith. The faith wants to deliver to the saints. Well, we like to talk about the faith, but not the things that the faith does. The faith keeps you diligent.
Hallelujah.
Earnestly contented. We don't mind keeping the faith as long as we can be worldly minded and lackadaisical and nonchalant. That's not the faith that was once delivered to the saints. The faith once delivered, they were so called. Absolutely. They had all things common. Yeah, Jesus Christ. They forsook everything else. Now that was the faith delivered to the saints. Now we like faith, but not that faith. We like the faith where we still hang out with the kinfolk and we serve God, you know, at our own pace. in our own way, in our own time. That's not the faith that will save you. No, it will not. Hallelujah. Just consider how you came to Christ, if you ever came. You know, what zeal you had, what fervency you had, what fervent desire you had. Huh? Well, that was the faith delivered to you. That was the faith delivered to you. Hallelujah. And now if you can take him or leave it, then you departed from the faith. And in the latter time, some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits. Yeah, we have plenty of them. What they say is what God don't say. And we should easily identify, well, this must be a seducing spirit because it's contrary to the word of God. It's contrary to the purpose of God. It's contrary to the intent of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, God's purpose is to try us. That means try us. Just understand that. Hallelujah. That's to save us. Thank you, Lord. Neither let us tempt Christ. I'm going to back up. Neither let us commit fornication as some of them committed. And fell in one day 23,000. God did it. See? He called them out, but they misbehaved. He cut them down. You know why this is written? How soon we forget, right? How soon we forget. Well, that's written too, you know. Well, they soon forgot. See? You know why that's written? Okay, then. Neither let us tempt Christ, be as some of them also tempted, and were destroyed of the serpents. We're digging deeper. Neither murmur ye, as some of them also murmured. Again now, and were destroyed of the destroyer. See God's reaction to the murmurers, to the fornicators. You know why it's written? So we'll understand that he's a righteous judge. He's no respecter of persons. He spared not the angels that sinned. Thank you, Father. So I was thinking about old Moses. God called him, and, you know, people look on Moses as quite a great man. Well, the great God was working in him. Like the great God was working in Elijah, David, and he's the same God that works in you. Oh, yeah. Y'all don't believe it like that? Gonna hold you to it. But he called old Moses, and Moses had no idea that the people were going to be so hard. You know that. No. He said, my God, I'm going down to deliver God's people. He said, I got the charge from God. Hey, God sent me down here to deliver y'all. Lord, I got these signs. Look here. Performed his signs and everything. They said, okay, Moses, okay. Of course, they put him through their paces, and pretty soon they said, Moses, I thought you came down here to deliver us. We're getting afflicted more and more. Again, you know why that's written. Huh? He came to deliver them, but before the deliverance, things got tougher and tougher. Yeah, it is right. It is right, but God held Moses to the chore. I sent you to deliver them. And in delivering them, of course, he raised up Pharaoh to harden him. And God does that. He hardened whom he will. And he have compassion on whom he will. He is God. So if he have compassion on you, you shouldn't be reluctant to praise him. However, we don't praise as easily as we murmur. I'm just telling y'all the truth this morning. Huh? We murmur at the drop of a hat. We do a lot of pumping and And we don't get all the praise that God should get. Y'all know why? You know, some of y'all look, well, Pastor Rice, you going to talk to us about praising the Lord again? Yes, I am. You mean y'all saved by grace? Don't know what y'all to do this morning? Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So here's Moses. God chose this for Moses to deal with a bunch of rebellious, complaining people. Huh? Oh, remember when you look on the man Moses, know that that's what God chose him for. To bring him out, but they didn't help him out much. They murmured, they complained, they rebelled against him, they tried to overthrow him. Huh? Yeah, now this is what God chose Moses for. Hallelujah. So, I take courage. Hallelujah. I have to encourage myself in the Lord my God. So I take courage. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, help me, Jesus. Now, all these things happen unto them for examples. And they are again written. See how redundant that is? And they are written for our admonition, to admonish us, upon whom the ends of the world are come. Wherefore, let him that thinketh he standeth take heed, lest he fall. There hath no temptation taken you but that such is common to man. Whatever you're going through, that which is common to man. Hallelujah. But God is faithful. I like it. Who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able. So whatever temptation, tribulation, then God's honoring you. So I'm with you. You're able to endure this. You're able to overcome. You're able to come through. Hallelujah. I take courage in that too.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm sure Moses was disheartened and discouraged sometimes.
Lord, yes.
My God.
Amen.
Boy, these people sure are stubborn.
Amen.
They're always complaining.
Thank you, Jesus.
Always murmuring.
Thank you.
My God, look what God done for them.
Amen.
Open up the Red Sea and send down the manna from heaven.
Amen.
All they do is complain.
Amen.
Huh? Can you imagine the man Moses?
Amen.
Hallelujah. You remember why it's written.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. God is faithful, though.
Yes, Lord.
He is faithful.
Yes, Lord.
He will not suffer you to be. He will not allow you to be tempted above that you're able. He will not. Because he's faithful and he's righteous. For since that it's a work of faith, it's going to look like you're not able to bear.
Amen.
You know that.
Thank you, Lord.
That's what the trial of your faith is.
Amen.
Like, and without faith, I guess you won't be able
Thank
to bear.
You, Jesus.
But if you trust in God,
yes,
he'll bring you through.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
He will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that you may be able to bear. Isn't that a precious promise? Hallelujah. Well, he's going to put us in that situation. And it's going to look like God is lying. Huh? He's going to make us look for that way to escape. And that's holding fast to the faith. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, flee from idolatry.
Amen.
I speak as to wise men, judge ye what I say. The cup of blessings which we bless, is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? The bread which we communion, now that means common. Is it not the communion of the body of Christ? That means common. Thank you, Lord. It says here, for we being many are one bread. How about that? And one body. Huh? One body, one spirit, one hope. One bread. One body. For we are all partakers of that one bread. Huh? The true bread that cometh down from heaven. Give it life to all of me. Hallelujah. We then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak. All right. And not to please ourselves. Let every one of us please his neighbor. Oh, I see. For his good to edification. Don't please him to his iniquity. Don't please her to her rebellion. Or to her disbelief. To her edification. To his edification. Amen, amen. But even Christ pleased not himself. It's amazing how many times I say this, how many times you've heard it, how many times we read it, and how many times we cast it off. Huh? And then we think God should be pleased with us. It said, even Christ pleased not himself. Now, we got excited yesterday about being Christians.
Thank you, Lord.
Christians
Hallelujah.
Don't please themselves.
Amen.
They please God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm going to hold you to it.
Hallelujah.
Now, again, let me explain, hold you to it.
You,
that means whatever dealings we have.
Amen.
You know, this or that or whatever,
Amen.
Shelling peas or sweeping the floor. I'm going to hold to the fact that you shouldn't
Amen.
Please yourself. That's what I mean by hold
Hallelujah.
You to it. It has nothing to do with what you do.
Amen.
Because it's what God does. He said we shouldn't please ourselves, so he holds us to it. He deals with us like we shouldn't please ourselves. You see what I'm saying? That's how I'm going to deal with you. Is that righteous? Well, just understand, when you go about to please yourself, I'm not going to be pleased. Because God's not pleased. I'm his representative. You all want me to be pleased when you please yourself? That would be unrighteous.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Remember now, with many of them,
Amen.
Drank the same drink, ate the same bread, same baptism. Many of them, now, God was not well pleased.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, come to the same community.
Thank you, Jesus.
Sit under the feet of the same prophet and, you know, hear the same gospel preached. And, you know, and many of them, God was not well pleased.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak and not to please ourselves. For even Christ pleased not himself. But as it is written, the reproaches of them that reproach thee fell on me. Again it says, for whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scripture might have hope. So you put the two together. They were written for an example that we shouldn't do the same thing.
Amen.
They were written for admonition.
Amen.
And then it written for our comfort and patience.
Amen.
That we might have hope.
True.
See?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But they're all together now.
Thank you, Lord.
They're still written for our admonition.
Amen.
For our learning.
Hallelujah.
But they're also written that we through patience and comfort
Amen.
Might have hope.
Amen.
See? Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Paul said, for you have heard of my conversation in time past in the Jews' religion, how that beyond measure I persecuted the church of God and wasted it. Paul talked about how he did. Now, we're past that, aren't we? We don't persecute and waste the church anymore, do we? Thank you, Lord. Paul said, now you've heard how I was zealous, and he was. He was ignorant. He was doing it under God. And after he got to deal with his brothers who were doing the same thing, he said, it's in ignorance. That's how it is when people observe Christmas. It's either in ignorance or rebellion. It's not in giving glory to God. No, it's not. Hallelujah. It's a stronghold, you know. But it's so that we'll understand what stronghold is.
Amen.
That strongholds pertain to us.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you, Jesus.
That mean things that got such a hold on us.
Yep.
If we don't surrender to God, they'll
Amen.
Ever have a hold on us.
Amen.
That's what a stronghold
Hallelujah.
Is.
Right. Thank you,
huh? Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, help me, Jesus.
Amen.
He said, I profited in the Jews' religion above many mine equals in mine own nation, being more exceedingly zealous of the traditions of my fathers. And many of y'all like that. They're zealous of the traditions of the Baptist church. Huh? They're zealous of the traditions of men. But we should be zealous for God.
Amen.
Zealous of good works.
Amen.
And when we speak of good works, that's faith.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But Paul went on to say, when it pleased God.
Amen.
See?
Yes, Lord.
So we can please God.
Amen.
God can be pleased.
Yes, Lord.
It pleased him to separate me from my mother's womb
Amen.
And call me by his grace.
Thank you, Lord.
Now we can all latch on to that.
Amen.
It pleased God
Yes,
to separate you
Yes,
from your mother's
Amen.
Womb.
Amen.
Huh?
True.
And call you by his grace.
Yes, thank you.
Now, he didn't call you to a bed of ease.
Amen.
Like old Moses.
Amen.
He put a hard thing on Moses.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now, understand that that's what he did for you.
Amen.
It pleased him.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
To separate you from your mother's womb. So you could come aside.
Amen.
Huh? Out of the religious world.
Amen.
The religious Babylon. Huh? So that you could suffer affliction with the people of God and endure hardness as good souls. Hallelujah. God called you to this. It pleased him. So now we understand how he looked at our murmuring and complaining. When he did what pleased him, and we're upset that he pleased himself. Now see, that's how it is. God has just, casting his lots with us. You understand? Yeah. He made us part of his own body. We are his children. So all that God does pertain to us. He takes an interest in us and all that pertain to us. Absolutely. Huh? Thank you, Lord. If we would just remember that. You going to remember, Charlene? Brother, we need that cattle prod.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So yet, whatever you're going through,
Amen.
Let me put it this way, it pleased God to do it.
Amen.
See?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah, for this cause.
Yes, Lord.
See? Hallelujah. Oh, here I am, despised and rejected of men to this end.
Thank you, Lord.
God's pleased with that.
Yes, Lord.
Battered and bruised.
Yes, Lord.
It pleased God to bruise
Amen.
It. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. To reveal his son in me that I might preach him among the heathen. Praise the Lord. He called us to be a testimony. Huh? We have the testimony of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Oh, by faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Hallelujah. And, that's the only testimony that will work.
Amen.
If we don't have the testimony that we please God,
Amen.
We're not going to be saved.
Amen.
Whenever we talk of pleasing God, it speaks of faith.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Amen.
That's the only way.
Thank
I've got it in the next verse here. This is Hebrew 11, chapter 6. It says, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. And it goes on to say, thank you, Lord. For he that cometh to God must first believe that he is God, that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Well, let's put it all together. Huh? We must believe that he is God, and that he reward those that diligently seek him. Diligently seek him. Diligently seek him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Servants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service, as men pleasers. Well, Pastor Rice, it said we should please our neighbor. Yeah, but unto edification. Amen. See? And what you're actually doing is pleasing God. Okay? Hallelujah. Not with eye service as men pleasers, but in singleness of heart fearing God. Amen. Singleness again, same. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
With the singleness of heart, we seek the Lord. Yes, Lord. Because the multitude of them that believe were of one heart.
Amen.
One soul. Unite my heart. I don't want a divided heart. It won't fear you. Unite my heart to fear thy name. Double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. How easily that double-mindedness show up. Thank you, Lord. Makes for being unstable. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Whatsoever you do, do it heartily.
Amen.
Now, of course, heartily means heartily.
Yes, Lord.
Fervent means fervent.
Yes, Lord.
Diligent means diligent.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Hallelujah.
But, oh my God, help us, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Do it. Unto the Lord,
amen.
Not unto men.
Amen.
Knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance.
Amen.
For ye serve the Lord Christ.
Yes.
You don't serve Pastor Rice.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
True.
That's how you respond, but shame on you.
Amen.
You serve the Lord Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He's the one that requires in your service to obey them that have the rule over you. Of course, I'm put in that recipe because that's how God is. Whatever he has to do with you, he got the rest of the body in the recipe. See, we want to please God, but, you know, without our neighbor, we'll never get it done. We want to love God, but, you know, absent, we can't do that. God in his wisdom made it that way. So that we couldn't, you know, sneak beneath the cracks or whatever. There's no way around. Thank you, Lord. It's written like this, as you've done it to the least of these, my little ones. Well, how soon we forget. Hallelujah. You've done it also unto me. And as you've not done it to the least of these, my little ones, you've not done it unto me. Now, we shouldn't get offended. We should say, what an opportunity. What an opportunity. I'm surrounded by saints. Look what I can do for the Lord. Huh? That's when we do it for the Lord, not to obtain favor from men. Now, we've seen them suck up to Brother Stair. Well, the word he used was shine up. They shine up to him. Yeah, we've seen it. Maybe you've done it. I see. But that's not pleasing God. Hallelujah. You know, everybody was so eager to do things for the prophet and they forsook their neighbor. Oh, yeah. Praise the Lord. Of course, he never preached it that way. Amen. He preached it like it's written in the book.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, we should love our neighbor as we love ourselves.
Amen.
And whatever we would have men do unto us, we should also do unto them.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
If we'd like for them to go out and do the hard work while we hide, then we should do it too. Huh? Praise the Lord. Oh my God. Help us, Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, ain't God good? Praise the Lord. Whatever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men. Praise the Lord. So let it be so. Knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ. Hallelujah. For he that doeth wrong shall receive for the wrong which he had done, and there is no respect of persons. Whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. And this is the commandment, that we should believe on the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as he gave us commandment. And when the men came down from John's Island, the one prayed at the end when we were sitting out by the table. One of the things he prayed was that we touch one another and say, I love you. Of course, we were doing that already, but we still continue to do it. I love you, Charlene. Now, here's what the resistors say. Well, you know, love don't mean that mushy stuff. Well, when you tell your neighbor you love them, that's not mushy, unless you're a hypocrite. That's what God says. I love you. That's not mushy. Praise the Lord. Anybody can be a hypocrite about it. Thank you, Lord. But if it's difficult for you to tell your neighbor you love them, then you don't understand we're the body of Christ. Huh? We should make it a point. God makes it a point to tell us he loves us.
Amen.
He sets the example for us.
Amen.
I know what we're going to say.
Thank you, Jesus.
Well, I don't want to be a hypocrite.
Thank
you, hypocrite.
Amen.
See?
Amen.
Huh? Ain't we some? I cut you off at the pass, didn't I? There are some in here every day that make it a point to tell me they love.
Amen.
Not because of me.
Thank
I'm sure
Lord.
Of that.
Hallelujah.
I don't take it that way. Huh? But it encourages me.
Amen.
It confirms me.
Right.
And actually, it confirms them.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
I'm sure they love me because of Christ.
Amen.
If they love me at all,
Amen.
Any other love is worth nothing.
Amen.
If you don't love me in Christ, then it's no good.
Amen.
And if you love me in Christ, you should have no problem saying, brother, I love you. See? Praise the Lord. You see, I make it a point to say it. Hallelujah. I love you, Lord. And I lift my voice to worship you. Oh, my soul, rejoice. Enjoy, my King, in what you hear. Let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear. Hallelujah. So we say it because it's right to say. You don't want to say, well, I don't want to be a hypocrite about it, so I ain't going to say it. You'll never get it done unless you say it. I'm going to give you a scripture. For with the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. For with the mouth, confession is made unto self. We won't get anything done without confessing. And we, again, I'm amazed at how we like to use our tongue for evil. Really? I'm amazed. Huh? Angela, can't you say, I love you, Pastor? Good, see? Say, that's for good. Hallelujah. Absolutely. Praise the Lord. It's just like subjection. It's not submission. It'll help you. You understand that? It'll help you get to it. So if you don't have to feel love anyway. We love by faith. Faith works by love. Huh? I don't say I love you because you make me feel good. I say that because of the love of Christ working in me. So I let the rivers of living waters flow from my belly. I don't know of anybody that don't like to be told I love you. Huh? They're not real if they do. God likes to hear it. Absolutely. He's so disappointed when we say, oh God, wherein hast thou loved me? Y'all know it's in the book. But understand why it's written. See? What? Wherein hast thou loved me? Well, that don't pertain to me. Really? That's not what God said. He said the things that were written aforetime are written for our admonition. See? Because that's what murmuring and complaining is. Oh, wherein hast thou loved me? Why don't you do me right, God? Huh? Am I going to have to bear this one more time?
Hallelujah.
Huh? Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God the praise. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Okay. So we want to please you today, Lord. And don't worry about being a hypocrite. Praise the Lord. Just please God. All right. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I have many things to say and to judge of you, but he that sent me is true, what Jesus said. And I speak to the world those things which I have heard of him. How about it?
Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord. The word of God.
Thank you, Lord.
Well, he spoke what the Father told him to say.
Amen.
Well, they're the same, you understand.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Just present it in this manner for our understanding.
Thank you.
You understand. Hallelujah. God is so high, so wise. Yeah, I mean, for us to have fellowship with him, he had to sort of bring us up to standard. Yeah, need a modem or something, you know, at least a mediator. Praise the Lord. And that's the man, Christ Jesus. One mediator. The man, Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. But they understood not that he spake to them of the Father. Then Jesus said unto them, when you have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall ye know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself. Take hold of this now. But as the Father has taught me, I speak these things. And we have to learn how to do nothing of ourselves. Brother Sarah would say, learning to live by faith.
Amen.
We think that we're already there, but when we learn to live by faith, then we come to this state where we do nothing of ourselves.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Glory to his name. But we yield our members servants. Hallelujah. Servants to righteousness. Unto holiness in everlasting life. You know, that's the ultimate hope we have is eternal life. Hallelujah. And of course, the life we live in, let us know that we need it. I don't care how foolish we are. We know that men don't stay here. No, this is a temporary state. In fact, all that we see is a temporary state. Hallelujah. But they that believe on the Lord, they'll have everlasting life. That's the Lord Jesus Christ. Of course, this is a fight to the end. It's not like the Baptists preach it. Or you do it and then you go do something else. That's not how I read it. That's not how he said it. That's not how it is. Huh? He begun a good work. He completes the work. He's performing the work even now. Huh? He's the author of our faith. So faith is going on. But there's an end to it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, according to the Baptist concept, as soon as you have your faith, then you come to the end of it, and then you live your old life. Well, you don't do it by faith.
Amen.
If you live your old life, not by faith.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
What you've done is departed from the faith,
amen,
not come to the
amen
end of it. Men depart from the faith, there's no salvation in it. But if you come to the end of it, that is your salvation. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I thank God for my trials every day. Huh? I say that by faith. Absolutely. Hallelujah. Not because I feel it. Y'all understand that? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. But in agreement with the good work, certainly God has put something in us,
amen,
even himself,
yes, Jesus,
that lets us know that he's real.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. And it lets us know that we belong to him. He's put that in us. Huh? His spirit bears witness with our spirit. We are his children. Absolutely. This is what we hold to. Now, as a father pitieth their children, while he pitied those that fear him. Y'all fear the Lord?
Yes,
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, help me, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God the praise. Oh, thank you, Lord. I do nothing of myself. Jesus said, my judgment is not my judgment. He said, my doctrine is not my doctrine. Can you all latch hold on to this stuff? Whenever it's yours, it's not good. And we sure love our own. We love our own righteousness. We love our own identity. We love our own way. Huh? It's not right. Jesus said, my doctrine is not my doctrine. Well, we love our doctrines. See? Huh? We love our doctrine. He said, my doctrine is not my doctrine. My judgment is not my judgment. Huh? Hallelujah. And my judgment is just. Because I'm not seeking my own. If you're seeking your own, your judgment's no good. Well, can you say more, Pastor Rice? Would you hear me?
Hallelujah.
Well, when you're jealous, your judgment's no good.
Amen.
Your eyesight's not even good.
Amen.
Your hearing's not even good.
Hallelujah.
Everybody understand that? You ought to get rid of that stuff.
Amen.
How are you doing? Say, help me, Jesus.
Yes,
help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. And this stuff is cruel as a grave. Help me, Lord. Now, Rico, bless his heart, I pray that God deliver him.
Amen.
Absolutely. Do you believe he can? Yes.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
But, you know, for our learning, for our admonition, y'all heard how Rico said, yeah, Pastor Rice, man of God, he speak right things. And then all of a sudden he said, Pastor Rice is down there fornicating, he's doing this, he's doing that. Well, I've been accused of that from folk right here. It's the same spirit.
Amen.
Yes. You accuse me of having a rendezvous, seeking some. Yeah, that's evil, bad stuff. Not that I can't do it, because I'm not doing it.
Amen.
See what I'm saying? There's a difference in it. There's a difference in it. There's a difference. We talk about what I could do, then say anything and everything. Let's talk about what spirit I'm of. What spirit I'm walking in. It didn't happen till he got hold to the seducing spirits,
amen,
got hold of it. Then I'm a fornicator.
Amen.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Huh?
Thank you, Lord.
What can I do? I hopefully use it for edification.
Amen. Thank you.
Hallelujah. I'm a faithful man.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Praise the Lord. And it's required of all of us.
Amen.
To be faithful.
Hallelujah.
What I'm talking about is when you start listening to certain spirits, that your judgment and your sight.
Amen.
There's nothing I can do. He'll have to get some help from God.
Amen.
Oh no, you know, if I sit at the house all day in a straitjacket, he still say, "Oh, Pastor Rice, he's screwing everybody." See, oh, that goes for you too. When you accuse me, there's nothing I can do to change your mind.
Amen.
Nothing at all, because it's not on me; it's on you.
Amen.
And you expect to bind me up so that I don't walk. That ain't gonna happen. Ain't gonna happen. Praise the Lord. I'm gonna tell Charlene I love her every day. I'm gonna say it like I mean it. I love you, Charlene. Hallelujah. Thank you. I love you too, Christian. Praise the Lord. That's because God loves me. You all understand this is me yielding to God. Of myself, my love wouldn't do you any good. You know, that's why the world don't love us. Because they don't know him. I know him, so I love you. You know him? Then you love me too, right? Well, Pastor Wright, sometimes you talk pretty rough. You still love me, don't you? Oh, God. I really don't like to talk rough. No, I don't. Hallelujah. I have to be obedient, though.
Yes.
I want to please God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
What are you going to do with your old husband if he's unfaithful? How are you going to fix it? Somebody tell me. Trade him in, huh? That won't fix it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But we should understand that we have a husband. And our concern should be whether or not we are faithful to him. See? That's what all this jealousy should tell us. No? Are you faithful to him? Again, it's required. It's the one thing that's required. We be found faithful. Because he's faithful.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Jesus.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Faithful is he that calleth you.
Amen.
Who also will do it, sanctify you wholly.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Yes,
it's your whole spirit, soul, and body.
Yes, Lord.
Whole spirit, soul, be
Amen.
Preserved. Blameless. Unto the coming of the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. So again, you know, I tell the Lord every day, help me not to complain. You know, I seem like not doing much good. Praise the Lord. I'm sure God purposes to be that way. We made such an earnest appeal over the broadcast. Not only to the folk down in Jackson, Mississippi, but to everybody. So we get to the office this morning and Bakia pulls up the calls. There's Diane Johnson, faithful. Then there's two other calls. That makes me say, my God. All I ask is a response. You know, you down there in Jackson, Mississippi or anywhere. If you're hearing the broadcast, you know, give us a call.
Amen.
Lo and behold, I'm still encouraged.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I don't have anywhere else to go. Don't have anything else to do. I still maintain that I'm in his service, that I'm doing the will of God. But certainly, you know, like all of us, we thought by now Jesus would have come back. And I thought, my God, with an earnest appeal, you know, somebody, anybody would say, yeah, I'm listening over here. Now, they're the faithful ones that do it, but usually they're the same ones, which we don't despise that either. Absolutely. If it wasn't for Sister Johnson, we might not have anything on there. How about that? But you see, God raises up somebody. If it ain't Sister Johnson, it's Terry. Ain't that all right? Praise the Lord. I was really blessed by this Rochelle up there in Maryland. Huh? But remember, that's only one.
Thank you, Lord.
That was broadcast on the Overcomer broadcast and on the Radio 1 broadcast. So it reached lots of ears, but not much response. Thank you, Lord. But I've been noticing how much in Brother Sarah's preaching, he always talks about these pagan holidays. Yes, he does. Yes, he does. He always call them pagan.
Yeah, Lord. Amen.
Because that's what they are.
Amen.
So, thank you, Lord. But it goes with the hearing, you know.
Amen.
It has to do with our heart condition.
Amen.
And it's been revealed to us how people hear when we hear the call.
Amen.
But understand, we hear them for our learning. That you can understand because of their heart condition, that's how they heard.
Amen. Thank
you. So understand the same is with us.
Hallelujah.
When we get offended at the Holy Ghost preaching,
thank you, Lord.
It's because of our heart.
Amen.
It's not the preacher didn't preach it right. I'm never going to back up.
Praise the
Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Never going to back up.
Thank you, Lord.
No.
Thank you.
I look at that as a ploy from the devil trying to shut me up and set me down.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Amen.
If I have to be careful to preach not to offend you,
thank
then you're hindering me.
Amen.
I'm not going to do it.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. My purpose is not to offend you.
You.
My purpose is to be free and yielded to God so that I can say what he wants me to say in the manner that he wants me to say. If you're going to maintain that it's me, then that's on you. Huh? My testimony is that I'm in his will, doing his service. Hallelujah. Like Paul, not knowing the things that will befall me, but understand that they ain't going to move me. Paul said, none of these things move me. Neither count I my life dear unto myself. Praise the Lord. Yeah, I'd like to be loved by everybody. Ain't going to be. Praise the Lord. It wouldn't bother me if you never got offended at my preaching, but I'm a realist. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But hopefully, if and when you're offended, you work through it. You know, some do it better than others. You understand? If I call names, I'll be in trouble.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Some are very quick to repent. Yeah, they are. Absolutely. No matter how hard I hit them, in a little while they come back and say, Pastor Rice, I repent. Now that, what's wrong with that? Praise the Lord. Maybe you don't see it. Probably not. No. It depends on what you think of that person. See what I'm saying? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And this is what we should beware of. What we think of folk. Not what they think of us. It makes no difference what people think of you. Oh, it's what you think of others. Huh? It's what goeth out of the mouth that defileth the man. And when we don't think right about folk, we don't talk right about them. We defile our own body while we're blaming them.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, help me, Jesus. So you all be strong and of a good courage. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lord knows what you're going through. And we all as a body are going through. You know, we go through individually, but we also go through collectively. God has designed it to be. Hallelujah. We're partakers of this same calling. Praise the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, it'd be good if we go to the radio room, the office, and see a bunch of calls on there. That's not what we see. Hallelujah. I put God in the knowledge. Praise the Lord. We have to do that with everything. Doesn't change anything, though. I speak the truth in Christ. I lie not. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And Christ is our life. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall we also appear with him in glory. Thank you, Lord. We've got some inspiration here. I'm going to look at it. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God the praise. Thank you, Lord. The man that was born blind said, man, I told you once. If I tell you again, will you believe me? And that's how I do it. I keep telling y'all. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Blessed is he that watcheth. Hallelujah. Blessed is he that watcheth. Our danger is lest we grow rich and become proud. Remember? But they say, but you say, I'm rich, I'm increased with goods. I've need of nothing, not knowing that you're miserable, wretched, poor, blind, and naked. See? Now, understand why it's written. For our learning, for admonition, for an example, that we shouldn't do the same thing. Rich and increased with goods. Soul, take thine ease. That's what I see every time I see us reluctant to praise God, reluctant to get out of ourselves. I said, my God, rich and increased with good. Oh, no need for me to do that. And really, it's your privilege. It's your birthright. It's your calling. And we think if we get beside ourselves, my God, we just lost all of our dignity. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
I'm just telling you my heart.
Amen.
When I see people who drink of the same drink and eat of the same bread and baptize, act like some of us, I say, my God.
Amen.
Really? I mean, and we have all drank of the same spiritual drink, ate that same bread, baptized with the same baptism. But remember now, many of them, God was not well pleased. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, help me, I'm going to finish it out because it calls us to steadfastness, calls us to watchfulness, watch and pray, you know, lest you enter into temptation. What I send to one, I send to all. Watch. Because if we're not watching, then he's going to come in a time when we think not. Our danger is lest we grow rich and become proud, lest we give ourselves up to the fashions of this present world and lose our faith. That is the peril. That's the danger that we're in. That is the danger that we're in. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Or if wealth be not the trial, worldly care is quite as mischievous. If wealth be not the trial, worldly care is quite as mischievous. If we cannot be torn in pieces by the roaring lion, it may be we may be hugged to death by the bear. The devil little cares which it is, so long as he destroys our love to Christ and our confidence in him. I fear me that the Christian church is far more likely to lose her integrity. Amen. In these soft and silken days than in those rougher times. Now, really, we're not in soft and silken days. This is what the unwatchful thinks. We're not. No, we're at the end of the matter. Hallelujah. We must be awake now. We traverse the enchanted ground and are most likely to fall asleep to our own undoing unless our faith in Jesus be a reality.
Amen.
And our love to Jesus a vehement flame.
Yes, Lord.
Many in these days of easy profession are likely to prove tares and not wheat. Hypocrites with fair mask on their faces, but not the true born children of the living God. Hallelujah. Christians, do not think that these are times in which you can dispense with watchfulness or with holy ardor. You need these things more than ever. And may God, the eternal spirit, display his omnipotence in you. Can that be done? Absolutely. That you may be able to say in all these softer things, as well as in the rougher, in these things we're more than conquerors.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We're more than conquerors through him that loved us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Ain't God good? Oh, bless your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, I have to reach down and get it when I go there and only see Sister Johnson and Brother Terry on there. I said, my God. But I put God in the knowledge. Hallelujah. I put God in the knowledge. Thank you, Lord. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. You know, that's any time when, you know, we don't have a righteous response for the things of God. Huh? Thank you, Lord. Not only does it affect you, it affects your neighbor too. We are to encourage one another. Exhort. Even admonish one another. Y'all understand that? Let me read this. I think we read it, but we might look at it one more time. You know, like the things that were written. To admonish us. Praise the Lord. To reprove us.
Hallelujah.
Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God the praise. Here it is. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. And I myself also am persuaded of you, my brethren, that you also are full of goodness, filled with all knowledge, able also to admonish one another. Hallelujah. Wherefore, exhort one another. There's another one. Love one another. Serve one another. Please your neighbor to edification. Ain't God good? Thank you, Lord. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God the praise. Thank you, Lord. Run on, Gino. Thank you, Lord. Oh, bless your name, Lord. So knowing me, my insufficiency, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
my unworthiness. Thank you, Lord. My ineptness, my nothing good. So by faith every day I come, believing to speak words of edification to the people of God. I need faith to do it every day. And you need faith to hear what I'm saying. God's purposed it this way. I don't know particularly, you know, what's your top priority today other than Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Or what little trial you're dealing with. Some are in pain. Huh?
Yes.
Some grieving over loved ones, lost of loved ones, and whatever. But understand we're all of like passion.
Amen.
We're all being tried. And that's God's purpose.
Amen.
Huh? Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
And we should count it as goodness.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah, we should count the trial of our faith precious. Hallelujah. Well, it is. We need to esteem it as such. Thank you, Lord. Ain't God good? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So, all hearts and minds clear? Today is Monday, the 27th of April. Moving right on down the road. Pentecost is coming up, 24th of May. You can come and gather with us at Pentecost. We'll be here because the Lord's going to gather with us. We endeavor to be more with one accord. Hallelujah. Or more in earnest expectation. More in blessed hope. Hallelujah. Looking to the God who is able. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. All right, who's going to pray for us today? I will. Is that what I heard? Hallelujah. Give God the praise.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, again this day for your grace and your mercy. Lord, I thank you that you continually deal with our hearts in truth, that you still give us that place of repentance, that we might find that place today. And that it comforts us in knowing that you still are dealing with us, Lord. Thank you, Father, that you've given us your word again this day to exhort us and to reprove us. Thank you, Lord, that you love us enough that even in our trials and afflictions, that our response is, thank you, Lord, what is it you're trying to show me in this? But I do thank you, Lord, for humility, and in that humility that you gain that strength in you, Lord, knowing that, well, we just can't do anything without you, Lord, even the simplest of things. So help us this day, Lord, to put you in the knowledge in all that we do, strengthen our bodies. Thank you, Lord, that our spirits may be drawn to you, just a closer walk this day, Lord. Help us to work together in unity of your spirit and truth. Thank you, Lord, for all the work that is done here today and going forth, Lord. We thank you for your healing touch, those that are afflicted, and touch Sister Marilyn today, Lord, and strengthen her body.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for allowing there to be peace and comfort in all that we do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Brother Neil, for praying for us. In the name of Jesus. All right. Anything else? Yes, praise the Lord. Brother Kurt, going to repent. Yeah, let it be. Let it be. Let it be.
Noah, GSE announcement. We had a request to fill 4 bottles, but we only got 2, so we can only refill what we get back. That grapefruit stuff.
Oh, grapefruit.
They needed 3 bottles in the back, but we only got 1 bottle from the back, so.
All right, let's return them bottles, saints. Return those storage containers, saints. Return unto the Lord, saints. Maranatha, the Lord is coming.